Kyle Fansler from World Soccer Talk, and this episode of the World Soccer Talk podcast is presented by Sling. Using Sling, you can watch the conclusion to the Premier League and Ligue 1, as well as the upcoming Women's World Cup this summer. Again, you can watch all of that on Sling. Serie A fans in the United States will be well familiar with Poppy Miller, who is the host alongside the likes of Matteo Bonetti, Marco Messina, Mike Grella, in their coverage of the top flight in Italian soccer. And today I have the privilege of talking to Poppy about her career. So Poppy, we were just talking about it beforehand. It's kind of a random question to start, but you're a Nottingham Forest fan, and people might know you for your Italian soccer coverage, but Nottingham Forest staying up in the Premier League. What is it about Nottingham Forest? Do you have a connection to there? Are you from there? Just a fan of it? Just tell me about your passion for Nottingham Forest.
I'm so happy we're starting on a high because this could have been a really big low to start this off. Nice to see you, Kyle. I'm a massive Forest fan. I grew up in just outside of Nottingham and used to go every week with my dad. I think that's how I fell in love with football and really got into it. And then obviously they got promoted last season and a lot of people expected us to go straight back down this year. And last season we actually went through the playoffs to Wembley, so I went home, flew home. It was the same day as the Champions League final, so I flew back straight after the Champions League final, got off the plane and went straight to Wembley to watch the match. And it was the most nerve-wracking thing, but I was just saying, watching them this weekend against Arsenal may have even topped it because it was just so close. And I was just thinking, just give us one more season in the Premier League because it's such a special place. And I know everybody feels like that about their team.
Right.
But when I'm back there and when I go to the City Ground, it's such a special feeling. So I'm glad that we get to at least have one more year in the Premier League, which is nice. I'll get to see another game there.
All right, Poppy, well, that's one thing. But as I said, most people will know you in the United States, at least, for your work with CBS and its coverage of Serie A. So before we get there, just give me your background in your career in covering soccer, working in the broadcast industry. How did it start? And just tell me about your roots.
Yeah, so Forest was really the first team that made me, love football, and I think growing up and watching it for so long, and then I started playing when I was young as well, and I actually came to the States to play in college, so that was a really special time for me being in the States playing college, and I knew I was never going to play professionally, but I loved the sport so much and wanted to get into broadcasting, and I really hoped that I would be able to eventually get into football, but I knew it would be probably take a few sports to get there or a lot of different things. So I started working for the Charleston Battery, who are in the USL Championship, for a couple of years down in Charleston, which was really nice, and then did a few freelance things with a few different networks and some Major League Soccer stuff, and then made my way up to Connecticut during the pandemic, and that's really like my path here. I know everyone's path is so different, but it's nice being able to cover so many different leagues, I think, because, when I was in England, I think I was just very guilty of watching the Premier League, watching the Championship and watching, obviously, the Champions League and Europa League and the big teams that were in it. But now, since I've started covering Serie A and doing more leagues, I think it's in a strange way, it's made me fall in love with football even more. So it's been special.
When you say Nottingham Forest kind of sparked your interest in the sport and in broadcasting, was it always something that, just from a young age, that's new, you knew you wanted to do that? Because I can look at it from my perspective and I can say, oh, ever since I can remember watching TV, I wanted to be on TV covering sports in general. So does that apply to you as well? And the fact that when you were a young kid, you wanted to be in this kind of position that you're in now?
Honestly, not really. I think maybe because I wanted to play when I was younger so much and I just wanted to be outside and I wanted to be with the boys, and I have two sisters. So it wasn't like I was always, at home kicking around a football with brothers. But I think just being around my dad and going to watch it so much, all I wanted to do when I was younger is play sports and play football and watch football and do a lot of different things. So I think that was where my love really came from. And then as I got older, there wasn't a lot of women that worked in football when I was younger, but football really started to become on the rise, I think, as I got older. Even when I would go and watch the FA Cups and the women's matches, it was such a massive change from when I started to watch it to when I ended up leaving in England then to come here to the States to play. And even that change, it was almost like, once you go to university in England, you pretty much have to decide, are you going to turn professional or are you going to, you know, go to university and then just play in a club team on the side or, you know, on a Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. So I think in America, there's a lot more opportunities for women in football. And then to do broadcasting, I never really thought that was an option. You know, we had Jackie Oatley who was a commentator in England, and I used to obviously watch the women that were in football a lot. But now it's massively changed, especially here in the States. Obviously, you have so many sports, right, here, but so much opportunity. But it's definitely changing in England too, which is nice to see.
So how did you go from working with Charleston, for example, and then having these freelance positions to now working with CBS and working on their Serie A coverage, the Golasso Network? How did you make that jump from the earlier stages into where you are now?
It was interesting because it was all during the pandemic, and it all happened so fast. I was working in Charleston and then everything seemed to really be put on hold because of COVID, and then everybody was working from home. There was no game. So I actually was just working from home remotely like everybody was at the time. And then CBS got the rights to the Champions League. So they were, you know, putting the crews together, and it was split into, you know, two, that we had the CBS Sports Network side. And then also on the digital side, there was the HQ streaming. So I was then brought in to do the pre-show and the post-post show, which was honestly, it was such a dream come true, even to, you know, cover Champions League football in any capacity. Mm-hmm. But the way that it happened was just so bizarre. I remember even, you know, having the phone calls and I was thinking, is this right? I don't think it's Champions League, surely not. And then, so I was in Charleston, you know, came up for, I think it was 3 weeks during the pandemic to finish out that Champions League season, because it was so condensed once they started playing again. Mm-hmm. With all the restrictions that were around the teams and with the Europa League as well. And then after that, I ended up moving up here full time to work here.
Gotcha. Well, now most people will see you on Serie A coverage in Calcio e Cappuccino. I want to ask you about your appreciation for Italy, because I already mentioned the people that you work with frequently, you know, your Matteo Bonetti's, Marco Messina's, Mike Grella's. You can really feel their passion for Italy and their appreciation of the culture. Has that rubbed off on you a little bit in covering Italian soccer? Do you find yourself more in line with Italians?
You know, it has, but I find it really difficult to talk about how much it has rubbed off on me, because any time that I'm going to say something nice about Italy, they will say something negative about England. So I'm like, forget it. Forget the compliment, because now you've just gone back at me already and I haven't even said anything yet. The perfect example was probably a few weeks ago. I said I was going to compliment Italy or the Italian managers that had made it so far in the Champions League. I think it was three of the four in the semi-final. But before I could even get to it, Grella said, well, yeah, because we all know that football came from Italy and we play the best while and we do this. So I secretly, it has really rubbed off on me, and I appreciate their love for Serie A so much. And now I feel so invested in the league. But at the same time, I have to be careful with just how much love I give it, because it's only a matter of time until I hear, how many World Cups do we have compared to how many World Cups do you have?
Right. Well, how do you contrast your personal, personal fandom of Nottingham Forest and now, and next year, the Premier League as well, versus your professional job with Serie A? Is there one that you watch more? I mean, obviously you have to watch so much Serie A to stay in line with everything happening in there. So does it ever conflict with your ability to keep up with the Premier League or other leagues across Europe or the world?
You know, it's such a nice problem to have, because I do think that a lot. I think, you know, how much football can I possibly fit into this weekend? Because, well, it depends on the schedule, really, for Serie A, because a lot of the time we'll do Saturday and Sunday, or depending on the games, we're often here a lot at the weekend. So it gets to the end of the day and I think, what did Forest do today? What was the score? And then other people will be watching or say, did you see this or did you say that? So mm-hmm. Normally at the end of the weekend, I'm able to catch up on other leagues and what else has happened. But I feel it in the moment, very invested in whatever's happening in Serie A, and it's hard not to be, especially, you know, when we're bouncing around the games and keeping up with the games of the weekend. And the season this year domestically in Serie A has been so exciting with just how well Napoli's done, but then the race for the top four has just been ongoing all season, so it feels like there's just been so many storylines to keep up with, which has been really nice, because it's been, you know, sometimes in England or wherever it is, you normally have the favourite and you know that it's they're going to be up there with the best. Whereas in Serie A, I think we've had four champions in the last 4 years. So it's one of those leagues that I think, you know, for me growing up, I didn't watch Serie A week in, week out. But now I can honestly say, even if I wasn't watching it, if I wasn't working it, sorry, I would definitely still be watching it at the weekend. So now Forest has, or the Premier League has kind of come secondary to that, but I definitely like try and catch up as much as I can at the end. And then it helps as well because we have so much football here to talk about. And on the shows that we have, you know, we're bouncing around the latest news. So it almost coincides with each other, and the fact that you're able to keep up easier through that. But definitely at the weekend, it's very Italian football heavy.
Poppy, brought up an interesting point there that the Premier League and Serie A both have interesting races, whether that be at the top, you know, title races, race for top four, but also at the bottom when you look at relegation, and Nottingham Forest was, for a time, well entrenched in that battle. And I want to harken back to your work with the Charleston Battery, and you've also worked covering MLS. Something that we talk about a lot here at World Soccer Talk is promotion and relegation and how it would succeed in, or whether it might not succeed, who knows, in American soccer. I want to ask your opinion. Having worked with a USL championship side and having covered Major League Soccer and having worked on European leagues, what is your take on promotion and relegation in the United States? Do you think it would be successful, maybe not successful, just because of all the various factors that are here? Just what is your take on pro rel here?
I would love to see it. I think that it always makes, you know, any league more exciting when there's a real possibility that you may not be playing in this league next season, or your status isn't, you know, for sure. You have to play out the season, and obviously that depends on where you'll end up. I think it's difficult with the model that America has right now, because, you know, what leagues do you connect with each other to be able to do the promotion relegation? And obviously I think there's a lot of work that would need to go on in the background, but I would love to see it. I think that it would make the games more exciting. And I think one other thing that's interesting is seeing how many teams in America make the playoffs. That was a massive change compared to European football, because, you know, I'm not sure off the top of my head how many even make it in Major League Soccer, but it feels like a lot of teams can make the playoffs. So maybe even starting with a smaller playoff pool will make it more intense throughout the season. But it's just an interesting debate. And I think from a European football perspective, it's difficult for us to imagine anything other than promotion and relegation. Whereas maybe from an American perspective, it's hard to imagine that ever happening. So it's just two completely drastically separate worlds. But that's why I love the Open Cup so much. And I'm excited to see, you know, us to have some of those games, because that really does give, that's the closest thing to it, you know, where teams from the very bottom can reach the heights of the best teams in the States. So I'm a massive fan of the Open Cup, and any time that we can see an underdog really shine on a big stage.
Right.
Because it's similar with the Champions League as well. I mean, even a couple of seasons ago with Sheriff and what they did, obviously it didn't go too far in the end, but for them to get a result against Real Madrid, I mean, that's something that they'll talk about for years and years and years to come. So it's those special stories in football, I think, are what makes the sport so unique and what makes you love it so much.
Mm-hmm. Pop, I've got a couple more questions just about you individually. It's kind of a random one, but I want to know if there's anything, or I want to know what your most interesting thing about yourself is. What do you consider something interesting or special that you do, or maybe just about you?
That's a really good question. I have absolutely no idea. I'm trying to think of what would be interesting.
It's one of those questions, right, where you like, oh, well, I'm sure there's something out there, but then you're trying to think, well, what is actually interesting? Because, you know, there are people that do all kinds of things, but how about a little more easier question. How about the most famous person you've talked to or interviewed or worked with in your broadcasting career?
I think a couple of years ago we had Kaká on, and that was a really special moment. I feel like to be able to speak to him, it was before one of our Champions League matches, I think. And I can remember he was the most polite, lovely person. He spoke to everybody by name, and I was just really taken aback, thinking like, wow, is this really happen? And I joke because there's, you know, there's so many guests on every week, it feels like, with the Golasso Network and with everything coming up. But I think that was definitely one that really stood out to me with just how kind he was with his time, especially more than anything. But in terms of, yeah, I think I would say Kaká off the top of my head.
Seems like a pretty good one. Pop, my last question for you, and you have a lot of fans that watch your Serie A coverage. I want to ask you, where do you see yourself in a couple of years? Is it Do you want to stick with Serie A coverage? Maybe do you want to switch over to the Premier League? Maybe embrace that Nottingham Forest kind of fandom that we already talked about? Or is Serie A somewhere where you are comfortable and you see yourself there in the near or distant future?
I don't think I could take covering a Forest game and watching them every week, especially if next season's going to be similar to the one that we've just had, where we're in the close to the bottom three all year long. But I think, you know, for me, I'm so happy right now, and everything that we have here at CBS, it feels like, you know, every week things are changing, and we've got exciting new things coming up, even with the Open Cup that we have, the Women's Champions League, obviously the Champions League football, Europa League, Europa Conference League, and then Serie A. So, you know, of course you can always dream, and there's so many things in football. I think that's one of the things that makes it so exciting, is those World Cups are so much in the on the European stage, and then domestically there's so many different leagues as well that are so popular. But I've absolutely loved working in Serie A, doing some Champions League stuff, doing Europa League as well. So getting to do a mix of it feels really special in the moment. And I think it's like easy to forget sometimes because you start thinking about what could come. But you know, we were just talking this past weekend with our Italian coverage that the season has gone by so fast, and it's been a long season, especially because we've had the World Cup break in it, but it's been a really special year, you know, for us all, and getting to do some more stuff with the Golasso Network and with that launching. So I would say, you know, at the minute, just really, really happy and enjoying working on a lot of different properties.
All right, well, CBS seems like a great spot if you want to work on a bunch of different properties. Poppy, I want to thank you for coming on and talking to us about your career and your Nottingham Forest fandom and your work with CBS and Serie A. And looking forward to, even though the season's just about concluded, looking forward to the rest of the season as much as there is.
Yes, me too. Thanks, Kyle, so much. Really appreciate it.
Cheers.